Ksivos Yerushalmi, corresponding to Ksivos Babli, Daf Gimel. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph Amad Aleph, 6 lines from the foot of the page, Rablava. Rablava, Maisila, Tam, the Masnithin, Shim Hayalu Tanus Basulim, Hayamashkim, Lebastin. Rablava said the reason for our Mishnah is, if he has Tanus Basulim, he will promptly go to Basin the next morning. Tanus Basulim is that he wants to bring proof that his new wife was not a virgin. Masnisa Masai Lovlaza Minasakonove Veil Hilach Nagula Lasis Beshlishi Vlaimichu Biodon Chachomim Besheni Enchomim Loi Vimipnihainis Mutta. We bring support for Blaza from a Baisa. From the time of danger and onwards, the custom was to be married on Tuesday, and the Chacham did not object. If one wanted to marry on Monday, we don't listen to him. If it was due to Oinus, it's allowed. Mao Vipnei Oinus, what's the meaning of due to Oinus? Vipnei HaKshofim. The answer is it's due to witchcraft, meaning that Tuesday night is a dangerous night for witchcraft. Ma ben sheni leshlishi, laidayme mishtar yom echad mishtar shnei yomim. If Wednesday were due to bocha, what's the difference between Monday and Tuesday? Neither day has a bocha. However, according to Rav Elazar, this is understandable. One who waits 1 day means if he married on Tuesday night and cannot come to Beis Din with his Tanis B'Surim until Thursday, is unlike one who waits 2 days, means if he marries on Monday night. Rishtai Shnei Yomim. The Gemara asks why he can wait 2 days. Why is this a problem? Shlei Yarev Olav HaMekach. The answer is we are concerned lest he be pleased with his acquisition, meaning he will not come to Beis Din because he will come to terms with it. Yarev Olav HaMekach. And the Gemara asks, let him be pleased with his acquisition if he consents that her ksuba is 200, even though she was not the basula, she was a ba'ula. What's the problem? Leis yachal the amr bihla b'shem b'laza matza pesach pasurach asa l'kaima m'shem safeg seita. The Gemara says he cannot keep her because the b'la taught in the name of b'laza that if he found that the opening open means that there were no basulim, it's forbidden to keep her because she is a doubtful seita, means perhaps she had committed adultery after their betrothal. V'chashleim ha'shem ha'anusahi. The Gemara asks, we should be concerned that lest she was raped rather than intentionally doing so, and she's permitted to her husband, unless he's a kohen. Chal yotze la'anusa, the answer is no. It will be not known if she had succumbed to rape. Afilu tachushla mishem anusa lo safik echad safik anusa safik, which is a pesufa midatayu lahachmir. Even if you are concerned lest she was raped, is there not one safik? It's a suffix if she was raped, or a suffix if she was enticed. Midoraisa, one must be stringent. Am Rabbi Yosi, v'afilu tachush la mishem anusa, shtei sveikos, suffix anusa, suffix pasusa, suffix mishinis arsa, suffix ad shalonis ta'aris, shtei sveikos, midvartoyo lahakel. Rabbi Yosi answers, if you would be concerned lest she was raped, there are two sveikos nevertheless, perhaps she was raped, perhaps she was enticed, and it's a suffix if this occurred before or after their betrothal. For two sveikos, midoraisa, we are lenient.